Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of April, 2025. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column comes from August of 2021 and is titled Capital Allocation. An old-timer like me often thinks of capital expenditures in terms of steel and concrete. However, in the span of my so far 52-year career, I have really seen a shift from almost 100% steel and concrete back about 1970 to what some have called Industry 3.0 when we introduced some autonomous controls with electricity, compressed air, and or hydraulics as the logic and motive media, to today when we are talking about Industry 4.0. Here at Pauperi Talla Publications, we recognized this shift a couple of years ago when we launched the monthly newsletter Industry 4.0, whose name we promptly trademarked, giving us a brand for our industry. As an aside, we spell industry I-N-D-U-S-T-R-E-E. For many years here at Capital Arguments, we have talked almost exclusively about the steel and concrete side of capital projects. However, as we continue to be engaged in real projects in the real world, we have noticed over the years how the computer and control portions of the project continue to grow as a percentage of the whole. My personal perspective has changed too. In the early days for me, I often looked at the steel and concrete portions of the project and thought of them as complete. Yet even 30 years ago, we knew that was not so. And if you've read any of my tales of expediting, you'll recall they often focused on electronics. Today, the electronic portion, that is the Industry 4.0 portion, if you wish, has become so important that the physical part of a project cannot begin to function until this portion is complete. Case in point is a practical home example, the humble lawnmower. 65 years ago, when my dad first duped me into mowing the grass, he took our family real-type push mower, drilled new holes in the wooden handle so it could be adjusted to be short enough for me to use. I was so proud that I was big enough to mow the grass. Boy, did he pull one over on me. One key scheduling issue in those days was to take the mower into the mower shop for a sharpening in the winter so it'd be ready for spring. The gentleman with the mower shop would be backed up a month or so if you waited until mid-March to take your mower in for sharpening. It was a late February task if you were going to be ready on time. 3 weeks ago, we had a lightning strike at our home. Our mower now is a Husqvarna auto mower, which we named Husky. Well, after the lightning strike, Husky died. It has taken the dealer nearly 3 weeks, along with much consultation with the factory, to analyze Husky's current boards and figure out what was wrong. We finally got Husky back a couple of days ago, and she is doing fine. She is behind schedule, so I'm running her 18 hours a day. I could run her for 24 hours a day, but choose not to do so. That's for her to catch up. As for sharpening, Husky has three little blades about the size of half a razor blade. Every 3 months, you just throw them away and put on a new set. You might be interested to know that Husky's computer and GPS keep everything ship-shape. Husky only cuts 8 inches wide, so last year, according to the dashboard on my phone, she had traveled over 900 miles just in our yard. My point of this long-winded tale, though, is this. A mower's function is to cut the grass. The physical portion of the job is the severing of the blades of the grass. Look what's changed over the last 65 years in how the function is accomplished. The objective is the same, but the way of doing it is radically different. We're in the midst of this change in our paper mills. Capital projects and capital cost allocations must be changed radically as we move forward. The skills of project managers must change to accommodate these matters. We will necessarily move our emphasis and focus here at Capital Arguments as technology marches forward. By the way, Husky doesn't even have a handle. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Now, make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.